All right, you know how it is, Monsters. A fantastic Friday. We got an exclusive interview with a hardworking DJ slash producer making the hits, of course. Well, the latest one you've heard with Rita Ora. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live, none other than Griffin. Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going?
How's everything going? Where are you joining us from?
I'm in Palm Springs, actually, in Southern California. Out here, it's like a little bit east of Los Angeles. So, yeah, just here enjoying life, hitting the studio every day, working on music. So everything's good.
That's right. That's right next to Pechanga.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, as far as like, you know, being in Palm Springs, being back home, working studio wise, is that the vibe that you go for? More of isolation when it comes to working on music?
It depends. Right now, yes, because like all the songs are written and now and like all the songs are written. So now I'm just finishing the production on everything. And when I'm in that kind of headspace where I'm just tinkering with sounds and mixing and all that kind of stuff, I kind of like to be more isolated and just be in my own head finishing those. But a lot of times when I'm writing records, I'm in LA or, you know, London or something like that or whatnot. But right now it's very much isolation, get to work, finish this production.
It's a noise of the city first, and then you calm it down just a little bit. How do y'all do it? I mean, when it comes to keeping that music pure without any outside noise of anything, you know, what are the elements that you get into?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I'm more in an isolated environment, I don't have as many like distractions, I guess. So it's kind of nice. I can just sort of really be creative and really be in my own thoughts and not be bothered by as much stuff. I mean, I think writing in LA and being in big cities is always super inspiring from an energy standpoint, and like the density and the hustle bustle of the big city is always really it's inspiring. But it's also fun to kind of strip it back and just be by myself working on the music, because that's just, you know, what I've done from the beginning. So it always feels good to just kind of be in my own thoughts.
Now, when it comes like a big artist like Rita Ora comes in there, jumps in there in the studio, I mean, how did that go? You know, Last of Us, big record. I mean, how was that?
It was awesome. I mean, Rita is so talented. Like, you don't, when I initially messaged her and asked her if she wanted to be on the track, you know, I always heard her voice on the song. I thought she could, you know, do a really good job, but you know, once I started hearing her actually cutting the record, it was like, it was an unbelievable experience. And she's so professional and so good at what she does. So it was an amazing experience, and I'm really proud of that record and really happy that she brought her artistry onto the song.
I mean, it feels like when you have a Rita Ora in the studio, it's like you have a Ferrari that has unlimited vocal power and horsepower and everything. How do you tame it down? Did you have to tame it down, or is it more?
No, I mean, she even said that this was like it's a very tough song to sing. Not that she couldn't do it by any means, but it's like it's up and down. It's like really at the top of your range, and you got to sing it with a lot of force. So it's a tough song to sing. And even she admitted, she's like, wow, man, like this song is like, this is a tough one. But I mean, she, again, so pro, so good at what she does that she was able to deliver it even beyond my expectation.
Now, you know, when songs are made, like especially for me on that end with this caliber, how do you gauge it now? Do you go back to the clubs? Do you have, you know, your friends spinning it? Let's try this out a little bit. You know, you throw a couple of tracks from another friend, from another bar, another club, and see how the crowd reacts. Is that the gauge for it?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, this track is, I played it out a couple times. I definitely played it on a couple times on the clubs to like get the mix down right and that and whatnot. So that's true. But this one is just so like, it's so like big synthy, big vocal, epic vibes that like, I don't know. I just felt confident in it no matter what. I almost didn't even like need to test it that much. It was just more, final mix downs when I was like at the club in Vegas, I was like, oh, I think the kick drum needs to come up more, like something's like that. But there are other records on the album that I have extensively tested at clubs, and I'm like making mental notes every time I play it out. So there are songs like that, but I only tested Last of Us maybe four or five times before it.
So it's not the cell phone speakers, that's the gauge, you know how it is, right? When you're producing.
Yeah, I use that. I use cell phone, MacBook Pro speakers. I got three different monitors at home, car test, club test. You got to test it all.
Yeah, just to make sure you get that right sound, that right mix. You know, for those that are watching and tuning in, we have Griffin, he is joining us. Okay, people want to know the record. What is it? What's the album about? You know, what's the vibe? Who are you allowed to say who's going to be a part of the collaborations as well?
I probably don't think I could say that yet. But in terms of the album, yeah, it's called Pulse. It's going to be really high octane, high energy. I think it's definitely the most energetic album I've done so far. I think it's super cohesive and, but I'm also experimenting with a lot of other subgenres of dance music that I haven't done before. So it feels like a really cool evolution and period of music, for my career. And I've been really inspired in the studio and I've had a lot of fun with it. So I'm excited to see what people think.
Now, you know, the sound that I'm seeing nowadays, that I'm hearing nowadays as well on the radio, is that, you know, people are going experimenting with country. You know what I mean? With the major deals, with the major stars. I mean, what type of sound are you bringing in? Are you bringing in some, you know, some sitars or guitars or what?
I'm not doing as much guitar this time around, which is, I guess that's a different thing about this album, is it's not as guitar focused as my other two. I made it a little bit more synthetic, but I do hear you on the country stuff. I am experimenting with that a little bit. It's not going to be on Pulse, but maybe in the future. But this specific project is a lot more synthetic and up-tempo. And yeah, it's just been it's been really fun to do something a little bit different. I've been really inspired as a creator with this album.
It looks pretty exciting. Sounds pretty exciting. Summer as well. Here in the Philippines, it's already summer. Of course, in the US, summer is just around the corner. You know, is this album made for that summer anthem? Is that it? Miami, yeah, I mean, LA kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's just got a lot of fun in it. I mean, I think summer is probably the best time for it. But, you know, it's just like high octane, high energy, really fun music. So I think if you need an energy boost, or you want to give yourself some motivation, or if you're about to go out for a night with friends or something like that, like it's a great album for you.
All right. You know, thank you very much for those info, man. You know what I mean? But here on the show, we do got some random fun questions here on All Out, and to get to know you more, you know, for you, how did you know that when you're making that track, that this is something that you wanted to do as a profession? You know, it's different when you're DJing in the clubs, you mix in, then you cross over to producing. When was that stage in your life when that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I've always been into music making and songwriting. Like I grew up playing the piano, like classical piano. Mm-hmm. And then when I picked up the guitar when I was 12, I was writing a lot of songs on the acoustic guitar. So like music, songwriting and performance has always been a part of my life. But I think when I got to college, I started getting really into dance music and being super inspired by like the Avicii's and artists in that lane. And it was just, I kind of used my previous knowledge of playing keys and the piano and guitar and was able to incorporate that in this electronic music production. So it was, it just kind of happened naturally. And I was fortunate to have that background and to use when I make electronic music. It's kind of been, that's kind of how everything really started for me.
And then when it came to that, when it came to sort of producing the electronic music inspired by it, and when you're making the beats, when was the crossover? Like, all right, cool. Then try it in the clubs. It got big. The deals came in. Who was your first collaboration, if you could remember?
Well, so mine was interesting because I kind of came up through like the remix world of SoundCloud. So I was putting together like like one of the biggest ones in the early days was I remixed Ellie Goulding Burn, like back in like 2015. And I remember just like I took her acapella off like freeacapellas.com or something like that. And I just produced a whole vibe around it. And I put it on SoundCloud and I sent it to a few music blogs back in the day. And then I like woke up and it was like all of a sudden like 100,000 plays or something like that. And I was just like, whoa, what? And like, it just kind of like started snowballing from there. And all of a sudden record labels were like, hey, we are with, you know, we represent Maroon 5. We remix their new song and stuff like that. And then that's how it kind of started with the label conversation. And then I did the remix for Years and Years, Desire. And then that got put in the movie, We Are Your Friends. And then that took off. So it kind of like happened through the remix culture and remix world. And then once that started happening, then I started working with Interscope Records. And that's, and then I started releasing and writing my own music, like Heading Home. And then Whole Heart with Bipolar Sunshine. And that's kind of how, that was sort of my path into where Griffin got going. But a lot of it was from like the SoundCloud remix world.
And that goes to the deep DJ knowledge of when it comes to remixing, when you know that's a club banger, you know, it's going to be big. That's going to be a hot, you know, remix. Hey, man, right. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Now, you know, another all out question is that, could you remember how much is that first paycheck you made and what did you buy with it?
Well, the first like money I would say I saw from Griffin was a remix. I think I got paid like $1,000, maybe $1,500 for a remix. And what did I buy with it? I probably just bought like more music gear, honestly. I feel like I always reinvest in my music. So I'll buy a bunch of plugins or something like that. Maybe I went to like dinner with my girlfriend or my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time.
At the time. Yeah. Yeah. What's your studio setup like now?
Right now it's kind of makeshift because I'm renovating my house. And it's like crazy. But I just got a couple monitors here. I just ordered like Atom monitors on the way, and the HTC monitors are on the way, or ATC monitors are on the way. And then I'm just working on, I got two Fender Strats over here, an Ibanez bass guitar, a Prophet synthesizer, and then also I just work in the box a lot. So
it's real organic music. You know what I mean? You do the riffs, you do the bass, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I like, I always like to incorporate something real in the music for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You know, but you know, there's a lot of producers, a lot of DJs tuned in right now watching what you're doing. I mean, you know, what's that one advice that you could give for those that are starting out to get their sound heard?
Yeah, I mean, I would say really try and find something that's unique to your music and that represents you really well. Like, I think there's so much noise out there and there's so much noise out there, and anybody can be putting their music on the internet, which is great. I think that's an amazing thing that anybody has a chance, you know, to be heard. But because there is so much noise out there, it is important to establish an identity and something that stands out, that's a little bit different from what other people are doing to get noticed.
And, you know, last but not least, I know I only got a limited time with you. I know you're a busy man. Message for all your fans in the Philippines. Are you planning to do a show here soon? Are you planning to visit here?
I think we're going to do something there pretty soon. I would love to go. I appreciate the fans so much. Like it, your support means so much to me. So I would love to get out there and do a show. I know it's in discussions for sure. And I know it's a priority of mine to get out there. So hopefully soon.
Hey, man, thank you very much for taking time on behalf of the Monsters here, Monster X93. I like it. Thank you. And I hope to see you soon. All right.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Griffin. Take care, man.
All right, too.
Bye-bye. All right, there you have it. Another Monster exclusive interview. Once again, do check out a request for a song with Rita Ora. Yeah, we got it. We are playing it on the Monsters. Make sure you do that. On behalf of Kayla Rivera, my name is Rico Robles. Thank you guys for watching. This has been another Monster exclusive interview.